It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry for a look at what's been making news in our state this week. Ford says it had a very good year, and GM is going to spend about $1 billion to upgrade 5 plants, most of them in Michigan. So is everything coming up roses for automakers these days, Jack?
Well, it's certainly a lot better picture than we saw a few years ago, Rena, and most of this money, about $1.2 billion, is indeed going to be spent in Michigan, and including a big chunk in Flint, which is going to retain and add some jobs. We don't know exactly how many, but they said that it's going to be about 1,000 jobs total, and Flint, of course, has been harder hit than maybe any place else, so it is very good news. Of course, the new workers are not being paid what the old workers were, but still, jobs are jobs.
State employees are going to have to wait a little longer to learn about the future of their wages and benefits. The Michigan Civil Service Commission is deadlocked. So what happens now and who actually gets to decide?
Well, this gets pushed over in the January. They deadlocked 2-2, and it's not really clear what's going to happen, whether they're going to find some way of settling the impasse. It's not over wages. They've agreed on what the wage rate should be, but it is about that thorny issue of benefits. And there is a recommendation that most of these workers, the newer workers, are coming in with poorer benefits than the older workers. They want to transition the older workers to a smaller benefit package, and of course, they don't want that. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see how this is all resolved.
Speaking of jobs, our legislators would be cut to part-time if some people get their way. Pros and cons of that idea, Jack?
Well, there's two things that happen every year. One is that somebody suggests a part-time legislature, and the other one is that in the summer they suggest the Upper Peninsula be a separate state. Nothing ever comes of either of these. People would say, well, this would save the state money because we would pay them less, and they don't do that much work anyway, and some of the work they do causes more harm than good. And you could argue that, but on the other hand, what it would mean is that they might not be there in a crisis, and especially they would all have to have full-time other jobs. A lot of them do that now anyway. But you couldn't really count on them to be legislators first. My preference, although no one asked me, would be to have a full-time legislature, but have a prohibition against people working at other jobs while they did it, so their mind was completely on the state. But it would take a constitutional amendment to do that. That's a lot of work. The legislators don't want their pay and benefits and responsibilities cut, so I would not hold your breath.
Well, Jack, you are worth every penny we pay you. Hey, have a great holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas and all of that.